Blog Talk Radio.
Om Shabbat Shalom, Holy Way of the Most High. Om Shabbat Shalom, I sense your presence. Om Shabbat Shalom, Holy Way of the Most High. Om Shabbat Shalom, I sense your presence. And I am the light within your soul. In the essence of truth and right, love makes the circle whole. And here we stand in line, waiting for some sacred sign. But to find the balance is the purpose of this time. To restore the balance of the universal mind. And in the presence of my Lord of light and love, everything I see aspiring to be free. And when I call to thee, and come on bended knee, surrender to the all-pervading light and love. Reflections of the one surrounding me with love. And I sense your presence. I sense your presence. I sense your presence. I sense your presence. Within and without, above and below, yeah. East, west, north and south, I sense your presence. Without and within, below and above, yeah, yeah. East, west, north and south, I sense your presence. I sense your presence. Presence of my Lord of light and love, everything I find in tune with the divine. And here we stand in line, waiting for some sacred sign. But to find the balance is the purpose of this time. Restore the balance of the universal mind. And I am the light within your soul. In the essence of truth and right, love makes the circle whole. And when I call to thee, and come on bending knee, surrender to the all-pervading light and love. Reflections of the one surrounding me with love. For to find the balance is the purpose of this time. To restore the balance of the universal mind. And I sense your presence. I sense your presence. I sense your presence. I sense your presence. Om Shabbat Shalom, Holy Way of the Most High. Om Shabbat Shalom, I sense your presence. Om Shabbat Shalom, Holy Way of the Most High. Om Shabbat Shalom, I sense your presence. Om Shabbat Shalom, Holy Way of the Most High. Om Shabbat I sense your presence. Om Shabbat Shalom, holy angel of the Most High. Om Shabbat Shalom, I sense your presence. I sense your presence.
Well, thank you for joining me tonight on Activating Compassion and the Midnight Hour. My name is Jessie Ann Nichols-George, and I am your host, or hostess as the case may be, tonight. The music you heard there at the beginning of the show is I Sense Your Presence by Shemshai. Welcome back to those that are returning, and welcome to those that are joining us here for the first time. See, we've got quite a few people in the chat room tonight, so that's really great to see. And just to let you know, if you'd like to call in at any point, the number that you call in on is that 760-542-4345, and you can just press 1, and that will get you into the caller queue where you can ask questions that way. Also, you can ask questions through the chat area, too. I'll be keeping my eyes on that as well throughout the show. So lots of options there for joining in, and I do believe I'm going to have time to work with one or two people. We'll see how our time flows here tonight as far as doing some intuitive coaching readings tonight. So we'll be able to do a little bit of that before we bring on our guests tonight. I do focus on this show, or in the work that I do, actually, on helping people find and use compassion in their everyday life. I did create the Genesis Clearing Statement, which some of you may have experienced on previous shows. And if you've missed that, you can always catch it in our archives, both on my show and working with Kevin Baird. I've authored two books at this point titled Activating Compassion and Activating Compassion, the Workbook. In addition, I am currently on tour with the Compassion Tour, which is a multi-state nationwide tour that includes workshops, retreats, seminars, book signings, and fundraising events. So I am broadcasting to you live from Berea, Kentucky tonight. It's kind of fun being around these different places. And yesterday I did have a chance to go in and see Janice and Daniel and Evan and work with them live in studio yesterday there in Fairfax. So that was exciting to be with them. And I really appreciate the time that I had there. It was great to hang out and work with them for a while. You can check out more about what's happening, by the way, with the Compassion Tour. I've got 3 events left on the tour at this point, and you could do that at jessieannnicholsgeorge.eventbrite.com, and that's going to show you all the events that you can currently register for. And even though we're starting to wind down that 2012 tour a little bit, I am going to be having a 2013 tour, so you're going to be able to start seeing some of those events pop up in the near future. There's also an option there called gifting the tour. So for those people that are unable to attend but you want to support the work, especially that kind of goes to helping me get out to the fundraising events, things like that, then there's an option there, and you can gift anything you want. You can gift $1, you can gift $100, whatever works for you. And here at Activating Compassion in the Midnight Hour, we look at different ways, or I look at different ways here, that compassion exists in our lives and how to remove our blocks, resistances, frustrations. Some weeks I discuss different aspects of how compassion is in our life and how it affects our life and the different areas of compassion. Some weeks we do the exercises and practical implementations. Many times I have guests on the show that are talking about their work, and we look at how that complements compassion. Also, I highlight different musical guests along the way, which is good to bring that in. And remember, when you're sharing your experiences and you're getting in the cues and you're asking questions, then that's going to help other people, because they will learn a lot by your experiences and what you're asking. And oftentimes people are going through a similar thing or know of somebody in their life that's going through the same thing. So by asking your question, you're really helping other people as well. Now, tonight's show, I'm going to be talking about aspects of compassion, and I'll be taking a couple of callers to do some intuitive coaching readings and working with the Genesis Clearing Statement. Kind of depends on what people are asking and what they're needing help with. And In addition to that, I also have guest Sally Trotner on tonight, and she works with natural and healing remedies. So that's going to be really exciting because she does some things that we don't ordinarily hear about. So you definitely want to hang in there and listen to what she has to say and listen to what she's sharing with us tonight. And also a reminder, if you enjoy this show, make certain that you're telling your friends, your family, significant others, whoever, Facebook friends, put it out there, and let them know that they can also listen to the show in the archives as well. So they can use the same link that you use to get into the show, or they can also go to facebook.com/activatingcompassion and just click on the notes file there. I've got all of the shows that I do archived there, so it's a great way for them to kind of catch up on some of the other ones too. And as always, starting opening the show here, I'm going to jump into my book, The 72 Names of God. And I like to just kind of do this random picking out of a message that kind of goes with the show and see what we come up with. And for those that aren't familiar with this book, it's done by Yehuda Berg. And he is an internationally renowned leading authority on Kabbalah. So what he does is he kind of brings the practices and principles into Kabbalah into the mainstream public. And it's great because this kind of puts it in terms that we can all understand and work with easily. So let me see what we've got here tonight. And it looks like I'm actually pulling on two different messages. So I guess we're going to get two messages tonight from this work. And the first one that I have here is miracle making. And it says here, there are times when nothing less than a miracle can transform a bleak and hopeless looking situation. But God does not perform miracles, we do. The technology for engineering miracles is found within this divine name. And it says, go ahead and make a miracle. The 72 names of God were used in ancient times to bring about astonishing miracles. Moses used the names to part the Red Sea. Joshua employed them to stop the sun. And David called upon them to defeat Goliath. Sadly, however, the power of the 72 names was lost for millennia. And perhaps the greatest miracle of our own time is the sudden availability of this ancient power. The sequence of letters pertains to the art of miracle making, but a certain level of understanding is required before the immense power of this name can be unleashed. We must realize, for example, that mere information is not power. A child can be given the blueprints for building a 747 airliner, but that data would be useless. Knowledge, on the other hand, really is power. Wisdom is power. These inner qualities can be applied and translated into practical, positive change, even miracles. Any miracle in the material world must be preceded by a miraculous change in our own character. Physical reality and human nature are intimately connected. When we create an extraordinary transformation within, the power of this name allows the universe to externally express this inner change. And the meditation that he has with this is focused on freeing yourself from all selfishness, envy, anger, and self-pity. So by rejecting these negative temptations, we are also free to invoke this name and thereby ignite the power of miracles. And I've talked about this in previous shows as well. So what it is that when we let go of these things and these emotions that are negative, we raise our vibrations automatically. And that's a very, very positive thing. When we're raising our vibrations, we become magnetic. We can make those changes. We can really influence our physical world and the aspects around us. So that's a positive aspect. So what we're doing, again, it's raising those vibrations there. And that's how miracles happen, basically, is we raise our vibration to a point that we allow everything to come in and we allow those transformations to happen there. And then the second message that we have, oh, and by the way, the name that goes with that is Samach Yud Tet. So Samach Yud Tet invokes miracle making, and that releases that negative energy from us. And then the second one that we have tonight is Farewell to Arms. and this is kind of interesting, this is coming up with the times and all the upheavals that we have going on around the world and things. And with this one, it says, solutions for peace are never political, philosophical, or militaristic. Violence, even when justified, is merely fighting darkness with more darkness. Solutions must be founded upon spiritual light and the human soul. It goes on to say, conflict and war among nations begin with a friction between individual people. A nation at war is simply the effect of spiritual darkness born of animosity and intolerance among individuals who comprise the nation. As long as brothers or friends can find reason to clash with one another, nations will devise reasons for bloody battle. We've been duped into believing that our actions toward others have no impact upon the world at large, which is wrong. Not only do interactions between two people contribute to the state of the world, each interaction totally and completely transforms the world. But it's difficult to detect this global makeover because everyone else's actions are also transforming the planet at every moment. The state of the world is merely the sum total of human interaction. When enough people make the effort to find good in one another, nations will suddenly and miraculously discover ways to achieve a lasting harmony. There it is, the long-hidden formula for world peace. It begins with us. Peace flourishes when we extend tolerance unconditionally to our neighbors. Beware with complete conviction that our efforts are changing the entire world in that one moment. And the meditation he has that goes with this is, just as the light of a bulb banishes darkness from a room, conflict on every scale, between people arguing about a parking space or between nations arguing about an oil field, is brought to a peaceful end through the light of this name. And this is an interesting thing that he's brought up in here, and it's one of the things that I'm always trying to teach people in the work I do, is that it starts with you. Okay, you can't sit there and wait for everybody else to initiate the action. It starts with you. And when you start it, then other people start to catch on. It's kind of like if you smile at somebody every time you see them, eventually they're going to be smiling back. And some people will do it sooner than other people, and eventually they'll take and share that smile with somebody else and so on, and it keeps building from there. So this is a very, very powerful force for us to look at, especially in these days and times. The words are the way the name is brought about, and it's pronounced Membethe. So Membethe is the name in there. So there we go. That's from Yehuda, and that's our messages for the show tonight. And now, with the aspect of compassion that I'd like to look at tonight, and I do see I've got a caller in the queue here, and Gemini, I am going to get to you. I see you there, so hang in there with me, and I'll be bringing you on here in a little bit. And what I want to address is with compassion tonight is the concept of being of service to others. So this can be a big concept to many people, and I want to assure you that it doesn't mean that you have to go out and suddenly help other people 24/7, you know, and just be there all the time doing nothing for yourself and always helping other people. And yes, it's great to help other people, but you also have to honor and respect your own time and your own needs that you have to take care of in your life. And with this aspect, it's about being proactive in being of service to other people by being ready to help in any way that you can, wherever you can. And that's not to be confused with self-sacrificing. You don't want to be self-sacrificing in this process. It means that if you're available, if you have the time, if you can do it, then you can help. And this is where you learn to take advantage of opportunities that come to you to help. So that's an aspect. It would be like somebody says, oh, my car suddenly broke down and I need to, you know, have a ride, and you offer to give them a ride. So that's being in the moment and helping somebody in the moment. And keep in mind that just because you offer help to somebody doesn't mean that they're going to take you up on it. So we also want to respect that aspect. It's not about forcing people to allow us to help them. We want to really, you know, put that offer out there, and then they can choose to take it or not take it. So this is okay if they don't take advantage of it. There's no reason to be offended or upset by that. The main key is that you put the offer out there. And many people will say, for example, that they're ready to move forward with something in their life or they want assistance with something, and then they might pull back and don't take advantage of it. And I actually had this happen with somebody recently a few months back where they kept telling me that they were ready to get a better job and they couldn't find anything, and they had this whole list of reasons that, you know, why they couldn't find something, and they had one in particular that they felt held them back. And so I said, well, let me help you with this. Let's co-create something and we can put this together and you'll get the experience that you need and you'll be able to make the connections that you need. And then I never heard back from the person again. And so what this shows is that that person really wasn't ready to move forward with those successes. They really weren't ready to take that on, even though that they thought that they were. And it may have just been the timing for that person as well. So some people just are afraid of succeeding. And when they are given that opportunity to make things work, they'll pull back. So sometimes we have to take smaller steps or give them that space and just accept either we maybe aren't the right catalyst for them to work with or the timing isn't quite right. So, again, you don't want to take it personally if that happens to you. And just, like I said, leave the offer out there, and then if they're ready down the line, they can take advantage of it. And we actually see a very similar parallel thing with that happens in relationships where, and we get a lot of this, especially right now where people are thinking a lot about relationships, and one person starts to get close and then the other person responds and agrees to take things further or take it to the next step, and then the first person disappears again. And it's kind of like, hey, what happened? You know, I thought you were taking this to the next step with me. And what happens is there's a fear of really having what you want and making it real and not just having it be a concept or a dream or a fantasy. And that can be a scary thing for a lot of people when they start to move from that thought or that concept into making it a reality. So the key, again, is to raise your consciousness and to be aware of the opportunities for being of service that you want to make that offer without being attached to the outcome, okay, of whether the offer is actually accepted. So you can listen to little cues that people make. A lot of times they're cueing us in all the time that they want help with something or they want assistance with something. And they might say something like, I really want to learn how to be a master gardener, or I really wish I knew how to make my book a better seller, or my dream is to create a gourmet vegan raw cuisine or something that tastes better than what most people would think, whatever it is. So listening to those kind of statements will really help out. So also you want to be careful of when you're trying to be of service with somebody to not force your ideas on them. So offer assistance and ask, you know, would you like help with this? Or you also can be careful to not do things for them, because people want to make their own accomplishments. So even though they might be asking you for help, they still want to do it. They still want to make that accomplishment on their own. So the key is to ask them how you can help or support them in the process of it without actually doing it for them, because when they do it themselves, then they're going to learn and they're going to grow from that and they're going to be able to develop themselves. So now the one exception for that is when the service is all about doing something for someone. And an example of that would be, for example, you pick something up from the grocery store because your neighbor's sick, or you go and you mow the lawn for an elderly neighbor. And so the whole point of doing the service is doing something for them. So that would be the exception to that. And the thing to keep in mind is every day we're presented with opportunities to be of service to people. And when you start to take advantage of these opportunities, what happens is you gain a sense of renewal. You gain some joy. You're going to gain fulfillment. And again, we've talked about raising our vibration in the past. And it helps you raise that vibration up so that you can become that manifestor. You can become that person who creates that lifestyle you want. You become where you naturally start drawing in the positive to you. So, again, becoming that natural magnet things. And that's when you start noticing, hey, everything's going my way. And other people start offering to help you with things. And you start drawing people into your life that can be useful and helpful to you. So that's kind of the key there. And I'm going to jump in here because Jim and I have so patiently been waiting here in the queue. And I'm going to bring Jim and I on and see what we can help Jim and I with tonight. Gemini,
hello.
You're on the air. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? What can we help you with tonight?
I'm good. I actually was just listening because I know you said that you had a few things to cover, so I didn't know if you were taking calls now or not because I'm actually calling in from Skype.
Okay. I am taking calls, and so I am at a point now where I'm ready to let people ask questions and get some insight and some assistance to what they want to find out about.
Okay. All right. Well, I've been going through a lot of energy shifts, a lot of spiritual growth, a lot within the last couple of weeks, 2 to 3 weeks to be exact. It's been a lot. But I know it's good because I can see the positive changes in my life. And I've been seeing some angels in my dreams. And maybe if you can tap into it to see what kind of messages they have for me, because I've seen several. One of them was Metatron for sure.
Okay. So you've got some pretty strong energies happening, and the angels coming up in your dreams definitely shows that spiritual progression. It definitely shows the spiritual growth that's happening for you. And it's also showing that you're very well supported, you're very well protected, and you're being guided in your process right now. So with them showing up very actively where you're remembering that is helping you realize that you can move forward. The timing is right. The timing is here for you to take a closer look at what your path is and what your message is and how you can bring that out. Now, I'm also going to just take a little more look here and see if there's any messages that they would really like you to know, if you know what's coming through that way for you.
Okay.
Because this is a great time. This is a great time for you, and this is a time where your intuition also is going to really enhance and increase quite a bit.
I know. I've been noticing that because a lot of times when it's changing. I can't even describe how it's changing. And it's changing. It used to change every month. It went from every month to every week. Now it's changing on a daily basis. It's almost like I know more than I ever knew before. I can't even explain it. I just know stuff.
Well, and that's true. When we are going through those spiritual progressions and things like that, then we do. A lot of times we go through these enhanced intuitive periods. We go through these periods where everything is accelerating on us. And you'll notice that too. It's like the information is coming in at a much faster rate. And that's actually one of the things that your angels are warning you about right now, is that in about 3 months from now, so we're really talking around the end of January timeframe. But you're going to have a ton of information pouring into you. So your learning process is going to humongously accelerate at that point.
Okay.
And it's like you're going to have workshops coming in towards you that are going to be saying, hey, take me, you know, come and jump into this. You're going to be having books show up in your path. You're going to be maybe doing a search online, and something else will come up that will lead you to some information. So this is very, very key. And I'm seeing that right now you're in this period from moving away from relying on other people in a sense.
Right.
And moving more into yourself. So I'm seeing this is actually a time of rebirth for you.
Right.
You're like, a small child right now. And that's not to downplay the amount of information that you have, but you're like that infant ready to blossom. It's kind of like when we make that transition from being, for example, a teenager into adulthood or something like that. And it's almost like starting over with a fresh new perspective. And that's what that being an infant stage is. It's a stage where you're very strong in absorbing everything.
Yeah, because this stage that I'm at now, I have no choice but to trust that it's going to work out. It's so different because everything in my life has changed. I went from working a mundane job in corporate America to being laid off to finding my path. I'm truly happy now. I'm finding out that I have these gifts. I'm being blessed in so many ways. I'm being blessed in ways that my old mind, my carnal mind, I guess you could say it, I thought I had to work hard, do what everyone else do to get what I need to get. Now I'm on this end, and I'm relying on faith, and I've been praying, and I go out in nature and meditate, and I've been doing crystal therapy, and things are just coming to me. I hate to say it, but it's kind of like effortlessly. It's almost like through divine, like a divine gift. And it, sometimes it's hard to believe it, but it's true.
And it is, and this is one of the things that I really try to stress to people. Like when I'm working with them in workshops, you know, and I really focus on the individuals and what they're dealing with that are participating in any given workshop. And this is the thing, when we do step on our path, when we do embrace the message that we're here to bring out or that we choose to bring out, and we're taking that time to get out in nature, and which by doing that, we become very, very receptive. And it's when we become receptive, it's putting us in a space where we can really listen to the messages that are being given to us. And that's when we can really get some of those insights, because our mind is clear and it's absorbing everything in. And it does. It just really, really becomes an effortless situation. And until you kind of get to that spot and you take that step to get there, you don't get that experience. But once you do, it's like,
yeah,
like keep opening for that.
Yeah. It's just kind of scary. I'm going to be honest with you. It's kind of scary because the energy, it's just so different. It's almost like a freedom. It's really free. But it's different because it's like you have to believe in you. You have to rely on faith. And that's where I'm at, because right now I want to into like a, I guess you can call it like a spiritual life coaching. I want to get into that. Do you feel that that would be something good for me to get into?
I do, and I'm seeing that the information that you're going to be getting in about 3 months is going to really help you know where to take everything and you a lot more information on how to progress with it, and there's a lot of things with spiritual coaching, and here again, you know, people look at my work and they say, well, you know, compassion, you know, I'm not really sure what to do with that sometimes, but that's one of the things that I work with is helping people find that path, how to move into work like that if that's what they want to do.
Right.
There's a lot of options there with it. So very, very powerful. And you do, and I see that you're going to be getting assistance, and I do see that there's going to be somebody coming into your life that is going to assist you in making the moves forward as well.
Wow. Is it someone already? I kind of have an idea who it is because he's also been coming up in my dream, but I'm not sure. Is it someone I know or is it someone new?
I'm feeling like this is actually somebody that you know, and I feel like this person is very down to earth.
Would it help if I give you his name, or do you need like a description or something of who he is?
You can give me a name, and I can verify if that's who it is.
Okay, his name is Marvin.
Okay. And I do feel like Marvin is that person.
Okay, because he's been coming up in my dreams too a lot, and I just couldn't understand why, but it makes sense. I can see now. I can see now. Okay. All right. You've been very helpful.
And this happens a lot. So for those listeners out there and the people in the chat room, this is definitely one of those things that happens with us. Is that we will get dreams, or we will get, you know, sometimes they come to us, dreams as in the kind when we're sleeping and we remember and it's like, wow, that person's showing up a lot. Or they'll even cross our thoughts like in a daydream kind of state.
Is that the angels trying to give us like pointers as to what's coming? Is that what that is?
Well, and sometimes that is. They're presenting messages to us and they're saying, hey, pay attention to this person, or hey, you need to connect with this person. So, yes, it can definitely be a message from them.
Okay.
As well.
All right. Well, thank you so much. You've been very helpful.
Oh, you're very welcome. And we're in that period of time, too, where our intuition is naturally rising right now because we're in that sign of Scorpio. And usually, anytime we're in a water sign, our intuition will really rise on us.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you for calling in.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, great. So wonderful input from Gemini, and I think this is something that is really, really useful for others. And I'm just kind of watching here to see if there's anybody else, like in chat maybe, that's got a question or has something that they're dealing with to check in on this. Tonight, you know, I'm seeing we've got a lot of people in there, so I'm sure somebody's got a question out there. So anybody else have a question about something that they're dealing with, you can type it into chat, too. You don't have to make the actual call in. You can just type in your question. Anybody have that happening? Okay. Looks like it's everybody's listening tonight. I did have a comment in there I saw from Lil Athena, and she was asking about or mentioning that she thought that she needed to work, one of the things she needed to work on is crystal healing. And for those that have not done much work with that, the gemstones and working with the gemstones can be a very powerful thing. You know, doing different layouts where you can set up circles, kind of like prayer wheels or things like that using different gemstones. You can also do gemstones that are aligned with the different chakras in your work, and that can be very useful. You can lay down, you can have them set over the chakras, and that can help the chakras balance and open up. Crystals is actually gemstones is one of the first things I started picking up and working with. And it was kind of funny. We'd go on family trips together and we'd go places and there'd be all these little kind of, you know, touristy things and magnets and things like that. And I'd be like, I want that gemstone over there. And, I think I still have an Apache tear from when I was a child and we went to Yosemite one year and I still have that. Oh, okay. I've got Wildflower Wind. And Wildflower, I'm going to address your question here, and you'll be the last one I take before we kind of head into a break and then bring our guest on. And Wildflower is saying, oh, I would love to know what you get about work, job, passion for me. Okay. Saying that I want to quit my job. Okay. Well, give me just a minute here and let me see what I can find out for you and tune in for you. I'm just kind of tuning in here and looking at the energy for you. And I think Wildflower is right there with a lot of people today wondering about job things that are going on. And I think one of the things that we look at and asking about this connection with job and passion and following our passion and working and when do we take that leap of faith, and I think there's a combination to having to balance it a little bit. I mean, yes, we want to take that leap of faith, just like Gemini was talking about, where she's been taking that leap of faith. But it's also about balancing that with practicality. You certainly don't want to put yourself in debt or get yourself in a position where you're going to lose where you're living or things like that. So sometimes you have to maintain that regular job while you're moving forward. So as we look at everything here, Wildflower, I do see that passion has been surfacing in you recently, and I do see that drive or that pull to bring out the passion and move forward. I am seeing, and here again, I'm looking at about a 2.5 to 3 month period. So we're looking mid January to the end of January timeframe, and I do see you making a pull away from your job and making a job shift at that time. I think that is the right timeframe. And what I'm getting is I'm also getting a sense of introspection to go with that, which is showing that you will intuitively know whether that comes through a dream or whether all of a sudden you get an instinct to make an application to a new job. You will certainly know. And what I'm seeing as a result of this process here is that you won't have to think so deeply about it. It will just come to you. And I'm seeing a huge release in stress and pressure and worry for you. So it looks like you are going to be on the right track. It's just a matter of coordinating that timing for you in there. So it just looks like it's a matter of kind of bringing it together and giving it that time and that chance to open up a little bit. So keep your eyes open. Pay attention to the messages. Also, if you have any special signs or symbols or anything like that that represent positive energy for you, look and pay attention to those, because I have a feeling that there will be something like that. It will feel very serendipitous to things for you. So definitely do that. Just pay attention to that. I'm going to jump back a little bit here. Little Athena is asking where to find an Athenian crystal. And that seems to be a little bit of a new term for me. But there are a lot of crystals to be found. A lot of metaphysical shops have crystals and gemstones that are unusual. Some bookstores will have them. It's a matter of kind of searching down a little bit in your area for that. So that looks very, very positive there. And what we're going to do here is we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, I am going to have Sally Trotner with me. And she is an energy healer. She, again, is doing some very interesting techniques and using different concepts and a little bit different healing modalities than what we normally hear about. Now, in the meantime, I'm going to share with you some music, and that music is by Shemshai, whose work is Roots Reggae and World Fusion. And they were a group that I met a few years back when I was living in Arizona and doing some studies with some people in Sedona. They're currently performing all over the world, and this song is called Home Is Where.
Heaven is a part of me, and I can't begin to find my way home. Now I can see that I've always been what I'm looking to find, just learning to be. And I know all will come in its time to be. Every lesson must surely reach
core of the inner teaching I am seeking, and now that I find there's no secret meaning. Cause I've always been what I wanted to be, now I can see. Looking within to find my way home, now I am free. There's no place like home, it's where the heart is. No place like home is where the heart is. No place like home is where thy heart is. No place like home is where the heart is. No place like home is where the heart is. No place like home is where thy heart is, and there it shall be. Home is where thy heart is, and there can be free to dwell in the light of the one I believe. Home is where thy heart is eternally. Home is where thy heart is, and there it shall be. Home is where thy heart is, and there can be free to dwell in the light of the one I believe. Home is where thy heart is eternally. We hold so tight. Any question of wrong or right, all that is should forever be just as it should. And to fight against evil, we serve no good. And the walls you relied on come crumbling down. Now you will be revealing the delicate center within. Now you are free. And I've always been what I'm looking to find, just learning to be. Now I can begin to find my way home. Now I can see. No place like home is where thy heart is. No place like home is where the heart is. No place like home is where the heart is. No place like home is where thy heart is. And there it shall be. Home is where thy heart is. And there can be free to dwell in the light of the one I believe. Home is where thy heart is. And there's no place like home is where my heart is.
Okay, and we are back, so welcome back to everyone, and for those of you that are just tuning in, you are listening to Activating Compassion in the Midnight Hour, and you were just listening to Home is Where by Shimshai, a roots reggae and world fusion band. We just finished about talking about the role that service takes in our lives and taking some callers live in regards to compassion and moving forward with some things. So if you missed the first part of the show, you can come back and to the same link and listen to it in the archives after the show is over and pick up the rest of it. We had some great call-ins on there. And now I would like to bring on Sally Trotner. And you can learn more about Sally on her website, and that is at sallytrotner.com. And I'm going to type that into chat. And for those that are listening to this, it is sallytrotner.com on there. And that will take you under her website, really nicely done there. And with her work, it's about awakening to joy, vibrant energy, clarity, and the true ability to be your best. So imagine if you could erase negativity forever. How incredible would that be? I mean, I think that's just amazing. And start with just a crystal clear state moving forward. Energy healing does that and immediately makes a positive impact on the way you live, move, breathe, and look at the world. Sally has been studying and working with vibrational medicine and energy healing since 1995. She is certified in several healing modalities, including universal white time healing, reconnective healing, quantum pathic, Vesa quantum healing, and Egyptian healing rods, as well as crystal gemstone healing. Sally currently teaches courses in universal white time healing throughout the United States and can perform remote healings for anyone, anywhere in the world. So I am going to be bringing on Sally here. And bringing her on the line. Sally, I'd like to welcome you to Activating Compassion in the Midnight Hour here on Main Street Universe.
Well, hello, Jesse, and hello to all of the listeners. It's just, I'm delighted to be on the show, and it's been delightful listening to you, Jesse, and to your the two guests that you had on.
Well, thank you. I mean, it's absolutely a pleasure to have you here, and I appreciate you taking the time this evening, because I know you have been very busy handling clients and doing things yourself. And Sally, actually, some of you might have remembered from last week, I had John Edmonds on, who is the owner of Hopeful Hooves, and we're doing a fundraiser for his organization. And Sally's the one that actually helped me coordinate getting the space together there in the Scottsdale, Arizona area. So she's just been an amazing gift in my life right now. And Sally, I'd kind of like to start out with just having you share with us a little bit about what brought you into doing the work that you're doing now and what made you interested in taking this particular path and coming up with or working with these different healing modalities that you're doing.
Certainly. My background, I have a degree in fine arts, but I also have a degree in science, so I have a very balanced right and left brain. And I've always been very, very interested in medicine and very interested in metaphysics. I started out my business career in business and advertising and founded my own agency, advertising agency. It was in Chicago, and I founded an office in Los Angeles, and this was back in the late 70s, early 80s, and by 1988, I sold that. I had two small children at the time that I did not get to see as often as I wanted to, and I wanted to spend time with them. I felt kind of cheated having children and not being able to spend the time I wanted to with them. So in the early 90s, about 1994, I got introduced to magnetic therapy. And I was really amazed at what a magnet, you know, a medicinal magnet, not a refrigerator magnet, and a lot of these magnets that you see in Walgreens and places like that really are not the ones that are effective on the human body. But when I saw how a medicinal magnet could affect the human body, you know, physically, emotionally, you know, I was really astounded, and that's what really got me involved in energy medicine. From that, I met someone that was very involved in energy medicine, and I went to her for sessions. I had my children go to her for sessions, and then I started my quest for learning energy medicine and have taken many, many classes. I feel like I've got a PhD now in energy medicine and, you know, for all of the studies that I've done. And I now am certified in all four levels of universal white time healing, which is what I primarily use in energy healing. But I also teach all four levels of universal white time healing, and I teach all over the country. And many people have not heard of this modality, but it's very, very special. And just to give you an idea, my level one class is a 2.5-day class, you know, versus many different energy healing modalities. I just saw an ad for one. You could take level 1, 2, 3 of this modality in 6 hours and become an energy healer. But it really takes years, you know, of working with it to become a proficient energy healer. White time, universal white time, is so very, very special. And when I compare it to anything else that I've learned and that I use, it really goes much, much deeper. And it's an ancient universal healing art that really comes from the universe. It doesn't really come from this planet. It comes from the universe. And it actually gives us the possibility to work with healing, which targets the problem, you know, the core problem, you know, not symptoms, but the core problem through time and space. So it's a healing that individually searches for the problem, and it finds the need wherever that might be, inside or outside. Sometimes it can be outside the person where the problem is occurring. It could be, a, you know, another relative, an animal, plant, or a situation. So white time can actually heal within the person, but then it goes outside and heals the situation, the other person, the animal, whatever it is. So it can heal both and close up the situation. It can heal, it can relax, it can affect the environment. And in level one, what's so neat about it is I have masters of other healing modalities, many of them that come to this to want to learn it, but I also have people that have never taken an energy healing course, and they get the tools in that first level where they can really manifest their life. They can use this energy to manifest every aspect of their life, from, you know, getting in the car and turning the energy on so that they have a safe, peaceful drive with happy drivers around them, and or flying. I use them, you know, every time I fly. I live 35 miles north of the Phoenix airport and have to go through some bad traffic sometimes. So, you know, on the way down there, if it's rush hour, so I turn the energy healing on to go down to the airport and then have a pleasant time at the airport, you know, get through, you know, baggage easily, get through security easily, and then I turn it on the flight so that I have a nice, safe flight. That's I don't like turbulence, so I do healing on that, and healing so I don't have crying babies and screaming babies or nasty people on the plane. And you know what? I usually have very, very nice flights. So it's the beauty of it is it can be used for every aspect of your life, and you are taught that in the class.
And I was definitely going to ask that because I know this is a little different style of healing, even though it sounds a little bit like quantum healing in some ways. And I was going to say, you know, is that something you could just do physically, or is this something that, say, people could use to heal money issues in their life? You know, a lot of us, you know, are sick. In that sense, we don't think of it that way, but we really are. There's an illness related to money or things like that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And we learn the techniques for that. Let's say that someone wants a promotion. You can send distance healing to yourself, to your boss, to the job that you want, and you can time it. Let's say that you have an interview for a job. You can actually time the healing so that it affects you during the interview, and it affects the interviewer, so everything goes smoothly. So we learn distance healing as well as hands-on, but we learn healing of our food, you know, plants, animals, the the planet, our computers, our cars. We actually, in one of my classes, someone was having some severe car problems, and we all went out and did some healing on the car, and the car worked perfectly after that. So it's something that can be used. Everything's energy. Everything in the world is energy. You know, our cars are energy, our computers are energy, we are energy, our animals are energy, plants are energy. So we can really affect anything using energy. And, you know, with the philosophy really behind Universal White Time Healing says that, you know, the body is like a musical instrument, and it's supposed to create the finest of vibrations and tones, just like, you know, your piano, if it's right in tune, it creates beautiful, beautiful tones. And, you know, music is a vibration too. But when we get sick, what happens is that instrument plays out of tune, and the vibrations within us and the vibrations within our body play out of tune, just like a piano would. And because Universal White Time Healing goes so deep in, it can tune the body to the right tone again. And once our bodies are attuned to the right tone and the right vibration, then we have, you know, a healthy and happy life again. So it's the other beauty of it is with White Time, when the healer gives the healer always also gets a healing. And some people say, don't you get tired after, you know, doing, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 or healings in a day? And I said, no, it actually energizes me to do this type of healing. Not so with, you know, some of the other modalities that I worked with, but with this, it really does energize the healer. And the other thing, you know, one thing I love about teaching it is when you're working with energy, you do have to be careful, because you can unconsciously you can transfer something negative from one person to another. And it can go from healer to client or client to healer. But with White Time, it's very, very safe, and that can never happen. The healer can never transfer anything from themselves to someone else and vice versa. So it's a really wonderful part of working with this modality.
And I think that that's really a fantastic thing. I feel like with this White Time healing, part of why it may be so effective is because you're really healing the universe and not just the individual. And I love your example of it being like a fine-tuned instrument. And I think that really creates a clear picture for people of how our energy works, that when it is in tune and it is aligned, that you can do these amazing things, and you can create this beautiful score of music in your life and have that flow and have that melody going on and that harmony. And when it is out of tune, it's kind of, you know, like listening to music that's out of key and unsynchronized and offbeat.
Absolutely.
And
you know,
so I think that that's an important thing, and that there is that huge value with those different, you know, with this type of healing modality. And like you say, there is that caution, because I think some people, they think, oh, I'm just going to go out there and I'm going to work with this energy, and all of a sudden I'm going to do these things, and they don't realize how important it is for them to be in this clear space.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. With it.
You know, another thing about White Time that makes it very special is it works simultaneously with time as one unit, past, present, and future, and they all flow together. So it's really, you can actually work in parallel time to normal time. And a lot of times things that affect us now in this lifetime could be from a lifetime, you know, 500 years ago, and that is still affecting us in this lifetime. So with Universal White Time Healing, you can go, the healing will go back and heal it then. Then you can go into the future and heal it. So it closes the situation up and it doesn't affect you anymore. And I want to say one thing. It never affects karmic situations. And karma, by the way, can be good and it can be bad. But if karma is really big, big karma, and that's your life lesson that you came here to learn, you do not want to heal it in the wrong way. It needs to be healed in the right way, so that lesson is something that will be learned. So White time will not interfere with that, but it also removes the emotional aspect of an event, because that's what is what causes problems, not the event itself, because the event itself is part of you. That's part of who you are. So that's not something that you want to erase.
Right.
And also, you know, it's white time. It's pure white light that comes from the universe. It comes from a well, very highly protected, and that energy actually comes out of a place called the Beyond, which is it's where, you know, God resides, the original creator resides, and that's actually it's just a name for a place where once we go back into oneness, we'll all go back. But this ray comes directly from the highest of the highest, and it's actually pure white, but it's all colors in one. And, you know, when the body is feeling not too well, you know, feeling sick, it could also be a lack of tones, you know, a lack of color. What I meant is lack of color. We already talked about the tones. And it has the ability to put back in the color that can heal that situation. For instance, you know, rheumatism is too much red, and bringing in the complementary color of green will assist in healing that. And this particular quality of energy has the ability to do that naturally. It is intelligent. It knows how to do it.
That's just amazing. I mean, to think about that concept, and I would imagine that, you know, it's interesting how too we flow in and out of those harmonies, and like you say, you know, something can happen in a past life, or it can happen when we're a child, and then it doesn't really come out and show its unalignment until maybe later in our life when that trigger comes in or things like that, and then all of a sudden, as an adult, we're out of alignment and flowing. So we have these periods where we're going in and out of these things, and as we're unraveling layers along the way, we can. It's about constantly kind of doing that reharmonizing. And as you were talking there, I was actually thinking, you know, a lot of this type of work works very similar to the Genesis clearing statement that I work with. And I was thinking, wow, I wonder what would happen if I was working with the Genesis clearing statement on somebody while Sally was doing this other work with the white time, universal white time healing. I thought, oh my goodness, that would just about clear everything from, you know, at any point, even the unknown layers in there, to say the least. Definitely a very, very powerful thing. I've got a caller here on the line, Sally, and I'm going to bring them on because I have a feeling they've got a question for you. So this is going to be 623 area code. And caller, you're on the air, 623.
Yes, hi. This is Alice, and I hello,
okay.
Sally.
Well, hello, Alice. How are you?
I'm doing good. Hey, I wanted to find out when your next. I've been hearing you talk about your white time healing, and I've planned on trying to go to your class before, and haven't made it up till now. And I certainly would like to. When is your next white time healing class that you're going to be offering?
The next one is November 9th, 10th, and 11th. And it's on my, I have a site that you can go to. You can go to it through my SallyTroutner.com site. But if you go to whitetimehealing.com, the classes are all listed there. And that one is listed on there. So it's a Friday night, Saturday, all day Saturday and all day Sunday. And that class, you know, it removes 13 blockages, and which really open you up for you know, for connecting with your higher self, for knowingness, for understanding, you know, this type of energy. And each one of these blockages, typically with meditation, take about 40 years. So it's very powerful, the three initiations that you receive in this class.
Well, I think it sounds like a great thing to take. I know I just started learning about a lot of this stuff in the last few years, and I've personally seen a lot, and it's amazing how all this stuff it works. And I was actually at Sally's house once, and I witnessed something. Can I share it, just like a 1 minute story?
Oh, absolutely.
I was at Sally Trotner's house and her dog, we hear this yelp from the backyard, and her dog, we go back to, and her dog is paralyzed. We don't know what happened, and the dog couldn't walk. So we rush the dog down to the vet, and the vet says, your dog's never going to walk again unless we do a surgery right now, and it's going to be $5,000, and we don't pay credit cards, you know, and it was like, you know, kind of one of those things. And I remember looking at Sally, and I said, Sally, we're going to have to go home, and you're going to have to do on your dog what you do to people, you know, just trust in what you do. And we go home, and she puts her hands on her dog and does her white time healing, and that dog was walking, I kid you not, within probably 24 hours. And in a couple of days, we took it to the vet, and the whole vet office was in tears. They couldn't even believe it. And she, you know, Sally just does wonderful things, and I look forward to taking your class.
Well, I look forward to having you in the class, Alice. I haven't seen you in a while, so it'll be good to see you again.
Well, I'm glad you're out there and sharing your message.
Well, thank you for being on the show. It was a nice surprise.
Yeah, thank you. You're welcome. Thank you. Yeah, well, I appreciate that you're out there, and I'll listen to the rest of your show. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much, Alice. Uh-huh. Okay. So great input. And, you know, Alice actually brings up a thing in this. I've used similar techniques without it being formally universal white time healing. And I had a cat that I used that with, actually did that kind of laying on of hands work and working with gemstones and things with her. And the vets, same thing, you know, she had a hip problem, and they'd taken x-rays, and they said, oh, there's no way this cat's going to avoid surgery. And I said, well, let me try to do what I can do on her. And a few months later, I kept working with the crystals and laying on of hands and this white light type healing work, and took her back a few months later. And the vet was like, if I hadn't taken the two x-rays myself and seen it myself, I never would have believed what would have happened. And he's like, I think I need to get crystals from you or something. So yeah, it's definitely a similar style and work there. Now, Sally, I noticed too that you also have some other healing techniques. You've got the Egyptian rod healing and also a vase of quantum healing. Maybe you can explain a little bit like how that universal white time healing varies from the quantum healing and what the Egyptian rod healing is like.
Okay. The universal white time healing is, in my opinion, compared to any of the other healing modalities that I have worked with, it's so much more powerful. It's very powerful, yet very gentle. And, you know, I've been doing energy healing for a long time, and with other modalities, when people release big things, a lot of times they get upset. They could even have a little healing crisis. I have never seen that happen, no matter how big, you know, the release was. I've never seen it come through them. You know, sometimes it comes through me. I'll have tears coming down my eyes, even in my face, even though I'm not sad. But it releases so gently that I've never had anyone have a healing crisis from it, even though most of my sessions, if they're hands-on, are 90 minutes long. And that's a lot of energy healing, especially at the level that I'm at with it. But it releases very thoroughly and very comprehensively and very powerfully, but very, very gently. So I never do any of the other modalities that I've learned before. There's things that I'm very grateful, you know, to some of the modalities, because I that was kind of a basis and background, but the white time is wonderful. Now, getting into the Egyptian healing rods, this is something I've been using for about 8 years, and I still use these myself every day. They are tools that are very simple. They're sacred geometry. They're charged in a 72-foot pyramid in Russia for 12 days and nights, so they take on the energy of that pyramid, and pyramid energy is very, very powerful. But they were made from the manuscripts from ancient Egypt. And if you look at any of the statues of the Egyptian pharaohs, high priests, high priestesses, you'll notice that they're all holding these little tubes in their hand. And the Russians got a hold of the some manuscripts that had been translated into English and started making them and put them through scientific research. And they found that by holding these, the energy travels through the meridian points in our hands, up through the meridians, unblocking blockages. They found that about 7 minutes of holding these two rods is equivalent to a 30-minute acupuncture treatment. I have seen wonderful miracles happen with people just using these Egyptian healing rods. So the ancient Egyptians knew that these rods would balance their yin-yang, and once you balance the yin-yang energies, it helps the body heal itself, so you don't have disease in the body. It kept them very, very healthy. But they also used them in ancient Egypt. You know, these were great manifestors, very powerful beings on the planet, and they used them to step into the future and create that future that they wanted, and then bring that future back into the present. Well, that's nothing more than manifestation. So I use these when I meditate, and there's about 9 different sets of them, and each set is a little different, and some of them are, you know, mainly for physical healing, and others are mainly for meditation, manifestation, and for energy healers. I actually teach courses with the Egyptian healing rods to practitioners who want to use them in healing. It's a course I put together myself, so I have a 2-hour webinar I can do. I've got a full-day course and a day-and-a-half course where I teach people how to use these. And, you know, I still do really love working with the Egyptian healing rods. But I use them every day when I get up in the morning. I use these to set my day and to manifest the day exactly what I want. You know, I also use my white time, but I don't use them together. You know, each one is very powerful in itself. And so you can read more about the Egyptian healing rods. If you go to my website and click on Egyptian healing rods, it'll take you to a separate Egyptian healing rods site, you know, that has pictures and prices. But, you know, if anyone is interested in them and has questions, I do have my telephone number on all of my websites, and I'm very open to having anyone call me about those. Another tool that I developed myself, it's a tool that came through me, are my ascension pendants. And the ascension pendants are, it really came from the Egyptian healing rods and kind of pulled in some of that technology. But the they are enameled. They're made in sacred geometry. Some are round and some are more of a triangle, you know, shape like the pyramids. They have 10 crystals on each one. They're tiny little crystal pieces. And they have 6 vibrational signs. And one of the signs helps you release negative emotions. And you can really work with the pendant to help release all those negative emotions. And the more of those you release, the higher you raise your vibration. One is for DNA. Another one protects and expands your biofield or your aura. And that's really important in this day and age because we're constantly getting people that, you know, subliminally, I don't think a lot of people do it consciously, but they can take your energy. And when you wear these, that will not happen. Your energy will not be drained. It will give you energy throughout the day. And the other 3 signs are really powerful healing signs. And then when I put them in the kiln, they're in the kiln about 25, 30 times. I infuse them with healing and healing sound vibrations. And then the designs on them, I have sterling silver in as part of the designs on most of them. And a lot of them are sacred geometry. I have star tetrahedrons. I have an angel series. I have Ankhs. I have the Eye of Horus. And each one has a front and a back. So it makes it like 2 pendants when you get them. And I make necklaces out of gemstones. I've worked with gemstones for a long, long time. And I choose very high vibrational gemstones that match the vibration of the piece. So They're called Serenity Pendants or Ascension Pendants. You can see a little flyer at serenitypendants.com. That was kind of an original name, and I should probably change that to Ascension Pendants because I think that's really what they are. To ascend, we really have to release that which is anything negative, you know, fear, anger, any of these negative emotions that we have, and this really assists. And once we release that, our vibration raises higher and higher, and we're able to manifest what we want to bring into our lives.
And, you know, I think I love moving it towards the ascension level because that really fits with the times that we're in right now because we are in this huge, huge ascension time. One of the things I was going to ask you to maybe elaborate a little bit on is, although I'm sure there are many people aware of sacred geometry, there may be people out there that are listening that are not familiar with that term or what that's about. So when you're talking about that's aligned to sacred geometry, maybe you can just elaborate on that a little bit.
Okay. Well, a star tetrahedron, a lot of people look at that, and you know, especially in a two-dimensional form, and they call it the Star of David. You know, so it's a six-pointed star, you know, a triangle. If it's in the angle of, you know, pi, the angle on the angle part of it, it puts that into sacred geometry, and sacred geometry creates an energy. The entire universe is made with sacred geometry. Our bodies are made. If you take the segments of the fingers, every single person in the world has the same exact proportion, you know, not the same size, but the segments are the same proportion. So the you know, the sacred geometry, just to make it simple, is what all life is composed of and energy is composed of. And the star tetrahedron, which is also a Merkaba, is, you know, it's our light body. And when we have two triangles, equilateral triangles that are, you know, one is pointed up, one is pointed down, and they're intersected. And when they're spinning, you know, one spins one way, the other spins the other way. That's our light body that can, you know, help us ascend. Excuse me, I've got a cat here that's throwing things around the room.
nothing like throwing things around the room for you to distract you.
I want to touch on something because I think it's so very important, and I know we have very little time left, and most people have never, ever heard of this. I work with something called the Board of Knowledge, and the Board of Knowledge is new to the planet. There's only about, 100, maybe 150 people on the whole planet that know how to work with this. And, you know, the Board of Knowledge is something that brings out the best in everyone. And it was created to give the greatest love and the greatest energy unit of oneness. And it supports everyone to reach total spiritual enlightenment. And isn't that what we're all looking for? You know, it brings greater awareness of what we're moving towards and purpose of everything in life. So, you know, when I talk about the board, I tell people I believe it's the truly the highest spiritual tool for enlightenment. And we're all on an enlightenment path. And even the masters, you know, the ascended masters, they're still on. This is a journey, you know, that goes on and on. Archangels, you know, it's a school of spirituality that goes on forever, and no one is ever really done. Because enlightenment, what is that? It's God. It's the highest of the highest. You know, whatever we want to call God, that's total enlightenment. So the Board of Knowledge is the most efficient and oldest way to open people up to that spirituality. And I have a lot of people that get signed sessions, you know, on a monthly basis. And signed sessions are not expensive. It's $35 a session. And each time you have a session, it removes blockages And it typically anywhere from 3 to 7 or 8 blockages are removed in a session. And those are blockages that keep us from or keep us stuck. In the past couple of years, I've had a lot of people that have come to me for these sessions that, you know, are really stuck with serious problems. A good example is a friend of mine who was about ready to lose his house, and we had about a week left before the banks totally foreclosed on it. Relationship problems, problems with his business. And I did about 4 sessions on him with the Board of Knowledge, and it really turned things around for him because it released those blockages that were keeping him stuck in that consciousness that kept all of that, you know, to coming to him. So the board goes deeper than I've got some dogs here. The board actually goes deeper than healing. It goes very, very deep, and it releases in a different way than healing. So it's really a wonderful, wonderful tool. And that you can access and find out more about on my website, too. But I also have a gift for everyone that's listening. And one thing I do every day, many times, is something called the Golden Movement. And the Golden Movement is it's a movement that you can do. And there is a video that teaches you on a website that I put up. Anybody can learn it, but you should treat it with great reverence. It brings in a little bit of energy from before creation. So it has the ability, when you do it, I use it to clean my crystals. I use it to clean rooms with. I use it to give myself or someone else a one-time healing. I give it to my dogs. You know, I give them I do the Golden Movement and I give them the energy. If you see a bird or a wild animal that's hurting, you can use it to send to them. And I put up a site that's just goldenmovement.com. It teaches you the movement, and that's how I learned it initially. I just did it over and over again till I learned it. And the movement's done once, but you repeat it 3 times, and it's absolutely a beautiful modality. You can use that to, you know, manifest. You can use it for any purpose. It has to be a good purpose, obviously. You can't go to Las Vegas and use it to, you know, win the big jackpot. But that's not how this kind of thing should be used.
Yeah, and that's those things we have to watch, kind of personal gain factor.
Yeah,
not that we're not. But, you know, we do have to watch whether it's coming from selfish motives or not a lot of times on things.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that you gave that website, and we really definitely appreciate that you're offering that out there to our listeners so that they can go in and start to take advantage and get some experience of some of the work that you are doing. And I was definitely going to ask you about the Board of Knowledge. Now, when you were talking about that, I maybe other people have this concept as well, but it's kind of like I get this picture of this board. And so is it an actual board of some sort? I mean, that you're using, or is that more of a terminology? Or
actually, it's a board, and the Board of Knowledge comes from an ancient temple, from a planet that, not planet Earth, from another planet, and it's millions and millions of years old. And the temple was 5-sided, and each side was a board that contained 36 signs. So the signs are nothing that I'd ever seen on this planet before. And I went through a class and was initiated to be able to give these signs. They're vibrational. Almost every session I do is by distance. And when you order a session, I am... You know, spirit guides me as to when is the best time to give it. You don't have to know that you're even getting it. When someone orders it, I give it when spirit tells me, and then I send them an email and let them know that you received so many signs, you know, towards whatever it was that your intention was. And for some people, it's just enlightenment. But you could receive the same sign over and over again 2,000 times, and you would get something different from it each time. So on this planet, most of us work with just two boards, two of the five boards. They're very powerful, and some of these things could be misused, so it has to be. You have to be very, very careful. On anybody taking this course had to be approved. You had to fill out an application, so you could not just plunk down your money and take the course. And the reason for that is, as I said, it's a very powerful tool that could be, you know, misused in the wrong hands. So, you know, they screen everyone to make sure that, you know, you're the right type of person that, you know, has the right intentions and everything, and you'll hold on to life.
I was going to say, I would imagine your energy would need to be very clear. You would need to be a person that's really coming from a pretty pure space in order to work with something like that in here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've got...
And if you're not, I mean, when you're working with it, so I've got, you know, boards that have the signs on them, and when I'm working with it, you know, I connect with that temple. That's the easiest way for me to do it. And there's colors that you work with each board. So you bring those colors in and through yourself, and then you bring the person in. You know, I actually sit down, you know, visualize the temple, and that person sitting right across from me in the temple. Bring the color through. I mean, if you're not pure with this, the signs won't show up. And when I'm working with a person, the signs just light up. Which one is, you know, which signs should be given to each specific person. And each one's a little bit different.
And I think that's really a great thing, how it's catering. And I know a lot of the work I do, I also cater it to different times of days and moon seasons and all these different things that I take into account when I'm doing work as well, because it is important to feel that guiding and to be able to trust that when you're dealing with this intensity of work. I do, Sally, have somebody in chat that has some had a question here for you, and
okay.
I don't know if this is something you can help her with through this venue, through this chat line here or not, or if there's some direction or insight or whatever that you can give. She has been working on building her own thing up, and I didn't quite grasp, little Athena, what the nature of the business was, but she'd been working for somebody else, and after 12 years has been let go from that company, and now is working on developing her own practice of some sort. And she's been bringing in a lot of comments in here as far as, you know, this is really neat, this is really great, this has been really insightful. And she's now at a point where she's making that kind of leap of faith and wondering how to bring the finances in, or if there's something she can do to bring in the finances to help her. She's saying, okay, she's a massage therapist, and she's wanting to move more into combining energy work and bringing the energy work into the massage therapy work.
Mm-hmm. So she's looking for the finances to help her get the training to do that?
And to get the training to do the energy work, as well as to get the business flowing better for her.
Okay, well, on a tight budget, I would suggest learning to do that golden movement and start doing that with intention. But also, the Board of Knowledge is a powerful way to do it. It's, as I said, it's not expensive. It's $35 a session. Typically, when someone's dealing with a problem, they will do three sessions. It takes probably, you know, 2 weeks to receive those. You don't want to receive them too quickly, because you're the one that the signs are given to release, but if they're given too quickly, it's going to kind of glom things up, so to speak.
Well, and this is important that I think a lot of people miss, and I apologize for interrupting here, but you know, people think, well, it's kind of like you were talking about earlier, you know, the difference of doing something over an entire weekend as opposed to doing it in 6 hours. And I remember years ago when I was living in Arizona, and people would just go, for example, and get these ministry licenses in like a day, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden they were an ordained minister. And I'm thinking, how can you be an ordained minister ready to help people in a day? This is a process that you have to go through, and you need to get some of the information, and you need to absorb it and work with it and get experiences. And I think that's kind of where you're headed too with your work. You can't just pile all of this into one compact few hours. You need to sit with it, let the energy adjust and work with you for a while before you go to the next step.
Yes, absolutely you do. And it's, you know, enlightenment and raising your vibration, it's all a process. And, you know, I just got up, I was walking around the house, and I spotted something that I didn't even mention, but the Board of Knowledge, because this is a very inexpensive thing too. The Board of Knowledge, I program waters, and so the water becomes vibrational. And there's one for physical, one for psychological, emotional, and one for spiritual enlightenment. And then there's one for removal of detrimental energies. And the first three, you know, one bottle lasts about a year. You put one drop in a glass of water. You don't mix them, you know, separate glasses of water, and drink it, and it raises your vibration. These are from the board. The removal of detrimental energies is one of my very favorite products, and I never go anywhere without it. You just put one drop of water in the corner of each room, and it releases negative energies. It'll even release, you know, if you have ghosts or entities, things like that, in a house, in an office, in a room, you can put it outside. And that little product, when I travel, you know, using it in hotel rooms, it's the first thing I do is put that in the corner of each room, and it just is a very quick way of releasing negative energies. So, I mean, that's another thing that's really important when you're trying to manifest, is not just releasing these negative things from yourself, but also from your environment, and keeping your environment clean, energetically clear, peaceful, loving. Bring joy into your life, have fun, find everything that you can do to put bliss into your life. These are all things that will help you manifest those things that you really want.
And I think one of the things to bring up for people, too, is sometimes we wonder, well, do I have negative energy, or, you know, I don't mind some of the spirits or presences around, but, you know, I probably could have used some of that recently while I was spending a week in Atlantic City.
Probably.
There. Oh my gosh. But it's interesting because our bodies will actually react to negative energy in our environment. Things will happen, like our body will start to swell, or we'll start to feel very nauseous, or our throat will start to tighten up, and we'll do a lot of coughing, or headaches and migraines are a common thing of negative energy hanging around, and indigestion, or you know, that food not settling quite right, or things like that are all signs that there's some negative energy in the environment that probably needs to be cleared out.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And these bottles are $20, but you can buy the whole set for $50. And you can actually have them, they can be programmed for just a specific person. And, it's on my website. I can't remember.
That's so ridiculously cheap for a year's worth of work.
It's not a lot. The removal of detrimental energies might not last for a year if you use it a lot, which, you know, I happen to. I mean, a good example of this, I keep the energy in my home and healing centers very, very clear and very peaceful. But I had an individual who was really antagonistic and angry and really bad energy that walked in. And once I got this person out, you could just feel the energy. You know, it was still there. So I immediately got you know, a bottle of that out, and I put it through the entire house. And, you know, when someone like that comes in, as much as you try it, because it's someone that really pushed hard, and I mean, it took me 45 minutes to get him out. And long story, of course, but I felt, you know, that within my own body, you know, this negative stuff, and I knew I wanted to get it out of me, too. And it dissipated from me as well as the rest of the house. And so whenever you have a fight, that's negative energy that goes into the house, goes into you, and it brings down your vibration so that you're not going to be able to bring into your life what you want quite as well. So using something like that, and there's other ways. I mean, the Golden Movement clears negative energies too, but I use them all simultaneously. It just lifted everything. You could just feel the whole energy switch in the house.
And
so the board is very near and dear to me. It's something I love working with.
And I've got, you know, somebody here, she's got the name in chat of Little Athena, and she says she's going to contact you through your website about things. She was also mentioning that she gets nervous energy and like if she's studying for an exam or sleeplessness. And then she was also asking, could her Jack Russells cause this to happen as well? Oh, and she says her name's Lindsay.
Okay. Lindsay. Well, you know, animals pick up on our own energies. And whatever we're feeling inside, our animals will oftentimes take that on. And, you know, animals can help dissipate really negative things from you. And, you know, a good example is, you know, a dog that dies of cancer. You know, the animal oftentimes will sacrifice himself so that the human doesn't get the cancer. It takes away what's causing that in to manifest, or it could cause to manifest in the human. Taking away in the animal is actually the one that manifests with the cancer. These animals, these pets, are really amazing beings. And I think some of them could be very high spiritual beings that come in. It's a whole lot easier to be at their vibration than it is the human being's vibration. But they're wonderful allies of ours. And the Golden Movement can be used on that Jack Russell, because I know they're very high-energy dogs. If you learn the Golden Movement and give that Golden Movement to that dog a couple of times a day, you're going to see a change just by doing that. And give it to yourself. It's really good to do it and take the energy, and you'll feel that ball of energy in your hands and put it right into your solar plexus. And when you do that, it actually helps it helps balance and clear your entire aura. And if you've been on a cell phone, which probably everyone has, you can use it, you can put it around your head to help heal, you know, whatever the cell phone did, damage it did to any of the cells. So the Golden Movement is a true gift, and that's why I put a website up for it, because I really enjoy giving that to people and, you know, telling them how to do it and how to use it and use it throughout their life.
Perfect. And these are so valuable. I mean, you have so many valuable things to share, and I don't know if anybody else has some questions out there as well. If you do, just get them in there. We only have a few minutes left here for Sally. And again, you can, Sally said her phone number is on her website. You can contact her through that, which is sallytrotner.com. And there are some things that we haven't been able to get to that Sally also works with. In addition to what we've been talking about, she works with destiny card reports. And maybe you can, Sally, give us a quick a moment about Arcatron, as something I saw on your site. What is Arcatron?
Oh, you know, I'm sitting under an Arcatron tonight. And Arcatron is named so because it's a recreation of the Ark of Moses, the Ark of the Covenant. And a very good friend of mine, Nick Edwards, makes these. In fact, I think I carry all of his pyramids because I think they're They're wonderful. They're made out of titanium, so they're very lightweight. So I sleep under, you know, one of his pyramids, and, you know, it could fall on you. It would never, you probably wouldn't even wake you up. But the Arcatron is made of 20 triangles and 12 pentagons, and they're made from the dimensions in the Bible, the 3x3x5. So they all surround each other. And the energy, you know, the one I'm looking at right now is 42 inches in diameter. And the energy from that Arcatron is equivalent to a pyramid that's about 12, 13 feet. So it's a wonderful tool that you can command, and you can command it to manifest what you want to bring into your life. And I'll give you kind of a funny little example of how we work together to manifest. I was teaching a level 4 universal white time healing class, and one of my students works for a company that has a Christmas party where they draw names and give away $10,000 and $15,000 and, you know, just incredible prizes. Well, this student really, really, really wanted to win one of those big prizes. So after the class was over, he was actually taking one of the other students as his guest to this big hoopla Christmas party. And so we all got under the Arcatron, and we felt it. We tapped the vibration of the Arcatron, and then we all commanded. We commanded that Arcatron to bring him. Now, it wasn't really to win this, you know, prize, because that's almost like gambling, but it was to bring in abundance and prosperity and to bring, you know, a good flow of money into his life. So we actually commanded that Arcatron to do that. And so we sent out that intention, but we sent it out with great emotion, and three of us did it together underneath the Arcatron, which even tripled, you know, more than tripled the energy. So the energy from the Arcatron sent it out to the universe, brought it back, and I got a call the next morning that he had won. I was just going to say his name. I don't want to say it on the air, but he had won $15,000.
Oh, my gosh.
So I'm not saying that every time you do it, you're going to have $15,000 come your way. But if you send something out with the emotion to the universe, and you have a tool like this that helps you in a much more powerful way send that energy out, because what did Moses use the Ark of the Covenant for? He used it to split the Red Sea. He used it, you know, to manifest. And so that's the idea behind the Arcatron, is this is your own little manifestation tool. But I actually have two of them in my home. My home is my healing center and my teaching center. So I have two of them in my home, and it really, my neighbors and the area that I live in probably doesn't know it, but I'm probably harmonizing everything within about 30 miles from my house, these two things, because it harmonizes. This is part of what I have in my home to really keep the energy high and to keep everything harmonized. And I've had people drive up to the front of my house and say, I knew which house it was. I felt the energy down the street, driving down. So it's kind of like living in Sedona, living in this house. It has such high energy that if people have problems, it'll force you to work them out.
I'm sitting here thinking, okay, I need one of everything right now. But I think this is amazing what you've brought to the show and what you've been sharing with people. And we are kind of nearing the end of the show. And I want to bring, again, a couple of things in. Again, Sally did help me put together the Compassion Tour fundraiser for Hopeful Hooves and provide the space for that. And that happens to be November 10th and 11th. A full two-day workshop. It's being held at DC Village Health Club and Spa. And when people attend that workshop, they're going to receive a free copy of both of my books, Activating Compassion and Activating Compassion, the workbook, as well as a free month of unlimited email coaching with me.
We have things going on. People that are attending this workshop are going to have the opportunity to address challenges and issues going on in their life. They're going to be able to look at different ways and places that judgment shows up in their life and how to get that cleared, looking at how to implement compassion and how that opens the doors and brings forth the life that they're looking to create, how to improve all areas of life, including relationships and jobs and finances and all kinds of things there, as well as learning to work with different tools of affirmations and meditations and perception-changing questions and all kinds of things. You can find out specifically about that event at CompassionTourHopefulHooves.eventbrite.com. And the day before that, I'm going to be doing a book signing actually at A Piece of the Universe from 1 to 3 p.m. That's on Friday, November 9th. So if you can't make it to the fundraiser or things, then hopefully you'll be able to stop by and say hi there. But Sally has her own event going on outside of that fundraiser that is going on the 9th, 10th, and 11th. And Sally, I'm going to give you a chance to go ahead and plug that again and let people know how they can get involved in your event as well.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, when we planned this, I didn't realize that my own event had was scheduled for that same weekend. So I am kind of working on, I may be able to change the date, but, you know, probably not. Anyway, I'm teaching a level one universal white time healing class, and we've talked a lot about that. The entire outline of it is on the website, whitetimehealing.com. It's just whitetimehealing.com. You can click on each one, each class, level one, two, three, and four, and see what the curriculum is. Obviously, to take level two, you have to have had level one and what you learn. So it's hands-on healing, distance healing, aura cleansing, aura balancing, a chakra cleansing, and then healing of all, you know, what I talked about earlier, plants, mm-hmm. animals, food, your computer. But it's all on the site. And, you know, one thing I wanted to offer when you said that, I had a little voice come to me. I have something that's it's a candle, and the candle is programmed. And any candle you light with that candle will also take on that energy. And I light them in my house every single day. And it's called the Beyond Candle, and it just brings wonderful, wonderful energy from the Beyond, which is a place where I told you that it's just a name for the place that we all go back into at some point when we go back into oneness. So let me know how many students you've got, Jesse, and I will I'll make a candle for every single person in the program, and you can give them away to people if you'd like.
Oh, that would be amazing. Absolutely. I would love that, and that's going to be a great addition. I really appreciate that, and I'm going to make a note of that here. I also wanted to let you know that Janine in here had put a message in, and let's see if I can get back to it here. She just said to say, thanks, Sally, as a lifetime dear friend. Through our parents, we have shared our increasing vibrational communications. Your modalities are quickening my ascension. And if you've enjoyed the show tonight, again, share this link with people, because Sally has offered a wealth of information here. And again, she can do this to help people anywhere in the world. And you can definitely continue to find out more about the work that she does. And I encourage you to check out these tools further with her. And Sally, I really, really want to appreciate you being on the show with us here tonight. And it's been a pleasure, absolutely, to have you here. Wrapping up our show, if you'd like to check out all the events that you can register for on the Compassion Tour, there's three events left. There is the fundraiser for Chiari, which is in Evansville, Indiana. That's coming up on November 5th and 6th. Book signing at A Piece of the Universe, November 9th, and the fundraiser for Hopeful Hooves, November 10th and 11th. You can find out all the events at jessieannnicholsgeorge.eventbrite.com. If you'd like to find out more about the work I'm doing with Compassion, you can also connect with me on Facebook at facebook.com/activatingcompassion. You can check out my blog at getyourblissontumblr.com, and you can go to my website at bliss.freetz.com. That's BLISS.FREETZI.com. And all that information is actually listed right at the bottom of today's show description. My book is available on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com for paperback, and it's also available through Smashwords as an ebook through that includes Kindle and PDF version. So great options there. Also for listeners, whether you're listening live or in the archive, as Activating Compassion in the Midnight Hour, I'm offering you the opportunity to take advantage of my unlimited email coaching at 90% off. So if you go to my website, bliss.freetz, and look at services, also the quantum energy work I do, I'm offering to you at 75% off, and that's special. And I don't know how long I can offer that. You know, that's could be pulled at any time. So take advantage of those deals. And that is based on availability. Now, next week, you really want to tune in. I want you to bring your questions, bring your interest. I'm going to be doing a show that's titled All About You. It is going to be an intuitive coaching, readings, meditations, working with the Genesis Clearing Statement. So it's basically going to be all about you and what you're dealing with, what your questions are, what you want to work on. Also, don't forget that we have several shows here on Main Street Universe throughout the week. Wednesdays at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, Daniel, Janice, and Brett, they're doing things with the Tarot, doing readings. They have guest speakers sometimes. Thursdays at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, we have Evan Paz on with the Zariana Show. He has some really interesting things that he brings in. Friday evenings, Kevin Baird, Walking on the Sidewalk, he brings in his Horizon Oracle Journeys, which is a really fun little tool to work with, very, very unique and simple and insightful. And again, my name, Jesse Ann Nichols George. I want to thank you so much for being here tonight. I look forward to seeing you back here next week as we delve more into activating compassion. And don't forget that if you've enjoyed the show, share it with others. It'll be available at the same link in our archives. And I'm going to leave you tonight with some more work by Shemshai. The song is Yearning For, also known as Over and Over. Thank you so much, and I look forward to seeing you again next week right here on Activating Compassion in the Midnight Hour. May you enjoy the rest of your weekend and have an amazing, amazing week. Thank you.
And if I could see what makes me blind, I would soar to the edge of my mind, and to touch what seems unreal, just to show you the way that I feel. And we are in time with time, one with season of change inside. And we are in tune with the tune, caught in a balance of sun and moon. Oh, deep inside, the light within, shining to show you it's here to begin. When all I have is all I need, I will soar to the edge of eternity. And we see it eye to eye, one within love to be for the divine. And we're walking hand. Walk just a little bit slower, whispering secrets that you can't keep it. No turning back now, this time we reveal it. Once you are another, always discover the essence within the most beautiful lover. Time is still turning, the love is still burning. Deep in your spirit, your heart still yearning for. All that we have.